The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sa Wa Sen, November 20, 5500 block of 9th Avenue. Complainant reported their jacket stolen from the aquatic center. The jacket is described as Canada Goose brand and is valued at $1,500. Police will investigate on receipt of the surveillance video. November 21, 1 Ferry Causeway. Complainant reported they accidentally left their purse at gate 3 of the ferry terminal. When they returned to retrieve the purse, it was gone. The purse included a red wallet containing an Irish driver's license, compass card, and debit credit bank cards. Police were given a description of a possible male suspect who left the terminal in an unknown direction. November 23, 4000 block of Canoe Passway. The manager of a business reported to police that a suspect was being followed, who had just stolen a pair of boots. Police located and arrested the suspect. The boots valued at $268 were returned to the store. The suspect received a civil ban from the store and was transported by police to transit in order for the suspect to return to Vancouver. November 23, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Police conducted a traffic stop of a vehicle leaving the parking lot of the liquor store. The driver admitted to drinking liquor. Two breath samples were provided by the driver, both reading fail. As a result, their driver's license was seized, and they were given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed and the driver left the area in a taxi. Ladner, November 18, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they were active in a General Hospital TV show forum on Facebook and was offered VIP passes at a cost of $1,000 to meet an actor of the show. The complainant sent $1,000 e-transfer to an address in Ontario before they discovered the offer was fraudulent. November 19, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they sent an e-transfer of $50 as a deposit for an online Facebook purchase of a used vacuum cleaner. The complainant realized they were the victim of fraud when the seller ceased all communication. November 20, HQ 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they contacted a Facebook account holder and e-transferred $150 for the purchase of concert tickets to Zach Bryan. No tickets were received by the complainant, and they were subsequently blocked on Facebook by the seller. November 22, 8000 block of Alexander Road. Complainant reported their license plate was stolen from their vehicle and that the plate had been recovered on a stolen vehicle in Vancouver. VPD is investigating the theft. November 23, 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road. A business reported a female entered the store and then left very quickly walking past the clerks. On suspicion of a theft, the surveillance video was examined, which revealed the suspect had stolen two bottles of liquor valued at $188. Surveillance video was provided to police for possible identification of the suspect.